Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We had a couple of callers on the line, so let's get to them. Anthony was first up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, man.
All right. I'm going to try to keep it together while I talk about the awful franchise known as the Texans. And, Gary, I'm a black guy saying this. We have to get a competent head coach in here at the Texans. Pretty much anybody from the Kyle Shanahan tree. I'll take a Robert Sala. I'll take a McDaniels. I would love to take the former linebacker. I'll even take the ball boy. If you're hiring somebody solely because the color of their skin, then you're going to fail in any type of business industry. So please get rid of Lovie Smith. I mean, I don't care if y'all hire 26 straight white guys. As long as we can score a touchdown in the first half and a second half, then I'll be happy. But the trash they put on the field the last 3 weeks, he deserves to be terminated. I'm sorry.
Appreciate it, Anthony. Lovie's not the right guy. The bar's low. You just want a touchdown in both halves, and you can hire 26 straight white guys. That's a lot of
that's a lot
coaching.
Of white.
That's a lot of head coaching.
Way too much white.
I don't care. I don't personally ever care about the race of a coach, but I do care about I understand the concerns for some people. For me, I want to know that I have one of the top eight coaches in the league. You'd love to have one of the top four, top three.
Would you consider DeMeco a Shanahan disciple?
Well, he's not from the offensive. I mean, everybody you're thinking of, LaFleur, McVay, Mike McDaniels, they're all from the offensive side. Now, he's from the Robert Sala tree. I think he was there. So, you know, Sala's done a nice job with the Jets. But there's also, being a head coach, there is a regimented way that you do things, practices this way. How do you handle the team? How do you handle accountability? DeMeco, if you're a good head coach, you're good with that stuff. So DeMeco learns that, too. It can be about how you handle men, how you handle the day-to-day process and things like that. That's what you're learning from head coaches, too. So DeMeco could be learning that from Kyle, and Kyle learned it from Mike Shanahan, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Gary Kubiak, to an extent. I mean, Gary was a guy who had the schedule on time and knew there was a way you did things. I mean, DeMeco, we get excited about guys who get excited. Let's face it, right? Robert Sala looks like a badass and was very excited on the sideline when he was with San Francisco, a tough guy. Looks like a real tough guy. I want that guy. DeMeco, fired up after every play, every interception. He gets fired up. He celebrates with his players. Yeah.
He learned that from Sala, I think.
Yeah, and he's a former player. So.
Right.
And so we get all, you know, excited about that stuff. You're not going to get excited about guys who are just very quietly, don't celebrate, and they're always got the sheet up in front of their face, and they don't say anything or do anything. It's more exciting when we see the former player who's getting hyped up with it doesn't make you a great defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator. But in DeMeco's case, you know, you just get the feeling that he has that energy that has really been Bill O'Brien was a succubus. He just pulled all the energy, the positive energy out of the team. David Culley was a nothing. Lovie Smith is frankly a nothing from an energy standpoint.
No.
You get the feeling DeMeco there'd be some hope with a young coach. And I'm not just, you got to hire a young coach guy. I don't necessarily believe in that. But you just get the feeling that with DeMeco, there would be a level of excitement that would start to percolate with the team. I really do think that. If you're DeMeco, why would you take this job?
Except that
you have a bunch of draft picks. Why would Houston be an enticing job except for the amount of draft picks they have? It's a hard build out.
How about Jim Harbaugh?
Oh, yeah. I think Jim Harbaugh is a really good coach.
Yeah.
Stanford, Michigan,
good.
He's proven it.
He was good
at San Francisco, too. Got to a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think Yeah, I wouldn't mind Jim Harbaugh. And Jim Harbaugh almost left Michigan last year.
I'm pretty sure he's white.
He drinks milk with steak. He's super white.
You see the new thing? Drinking milk with Pepsi?
No, that's not new.
It's not new? Putting milk in your Pepsi?
Yeah, that's not new. It's like a float.
No. No.
I think Laverne may have done that on...
No, you put ice cream in it. That's a float.
I know ice cream is the float, but it's the same concept.
Root beer, not Pepsi. It's a root beer float.
No, you can't have Pepsi floats.
No, you can't have Pepsi floats.
Yes, you can.
I had
Pepsi floats when I was a kid.
That's because you were from Kansas.
Yeah, that's true. Kansas was
in
Pepsi
Germany.
State.
You people did that.
Kansas was a.
You
what about
did
with
a
you
lot
and
of
you?
Horrific things in Germany?
I didn't live there. My family didn't even live there. My family wasn't even part of that. The Zerlines moved over to escape all that. Mm. They escaped it from Austria or whatever. Came over. That's why it should be Zerline, and he changed to Zerline just to back up. My grandpa, I found out from my dad, my great-grandpa had some beef with people and got into a fist fight over being German. Back in the day. Yeah, he got into a fist fight.
He did take on the whole world?
No, he was over here the whole time. And that would have been in the...
I don't want to fight
a German.
I
think it would have been around sometime in the 40s,
I guess.
How
many people do you need to fight a German? A lot.
The world? Because they're always taking on the world?
My goodness. They ain't afraid to take on everybody.
So the next time Germany comes around there and they decide to fight, guess who? The world again.
Norm MacDonald's Germany World War.
That's
so good. So the first time they decide to fight the world. Second time around, we're going to pick a fight again. This time we're going to fight the world again. You might want to keep an eye on Germany. I don't know.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. And Gilbert had called and he hung up. I wonder if Gilbert's out of the hospital. I'm worried about him.
Well, he fell. I got a direct message from somebody who knows Gilbert, and he wanted to make sure we knew. I said, no, we got the phone call.
Yeah.
This guy knows Gilbert. He said, yeah, he's in the hospital after falling. He said he went because he fell.
Well, but
Gilbert said while he was there, he has pneumonia and COVID.
Yeah. But he's still alive. He called us, unless it was someone faking to be Gilbert. I don't know. I don't know that anybody would fake to be Gilbert. I don't know that. But I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. It could have been a phony. We don't know. Was it Gilbert, RJ? Was it Gilbert that called us? It was.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
sure about it?
RJ, no.
Well, somebody might
Who
be trying
ever,
to impersonate Gilbert.
No, the first thing our producers find out immediately, first thing all of us find out immediately is Gilbert is real. And you know when you've got Gilbert on the line.
Yeah, no.
There's no doubt.
But although he did sound like he was nasally. He was sick. No question about that.
Yeah, he was sick.
Yeah, he was sick. All right, 713-780-3776. We'll hear some. I don't even want to play Texan sound.
Is there anything from Lovey that's interesting to
nothing.
You? I didn't see anything that.
Nothing.
And I don't care what.
Get on,
I honestly don't care what Kyle Allen has to say.
He didn't get on any reporter.
We have Deshaun.
Yeah.
Let's play some Deshaun. It's not great.
Deshaun, is there a touch of. I don't know. Deshaun sounds a little off.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think he's taken a few hits to the head.
I think that's Deshaun. When you liked Deshaun, when he's on your team, you don't think about it. When he's not on there, he's like,
he doesn't
say his consonants is what throws you off. Yeah. Like when he says Texans, he always says Tessins. He always would say, he wouldn't say X's. He'd say Tessins.
Yeah.
So when you listen, watch, we can play any soundbite. Hey, RJ, play any random soundbite from Deshaun Watson you want to and listen to a lack of consonants. This is what's throwing you off. I figured this out a couple years ago. He doesn't always – there's certain consonants he doesn't say, which is kind of what you're talking about. Here you go. Play anything.
Like I said, I was just excited to be back on the field today. I did everything that I was asked and was required to do. I did all that. I was able to be able to play and be on the field today.
Ask. He doesn't say the k. He doesn't say the
Maybe it's a k.
It's the k. It's the k in the back. Texans, excited.
Tessins.
He says Tessins, excited, ask.
Okay.
That's what throws you off, because that is like a almost like slurring your speech.
Yeah,
that's what's throwing you off. I trust me, I've thought about that before. It's just his. It's just a thing he does.
All right, we can. I don't want to hear more from him. I don't want to hear more from Lovey. I certainly don't want to hear from Kyle Allen. Jalen Petrie was a positive, right? We had a positive.
You know what sucks is
it was Jalen Petrie.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, it was. What sucks is we're not talking about, like, because of the timing of it on Friday. I was so hyped with the Rockets beating the Suns, coming from 17 down and beating the Suns on Friday. I was unbelievably hyped by that game. Bruno Fernando's game, and then Şengün came in and did his business. Steven Silas actually benched. He benched. He's like, all right, KPJ, you got to go to the bench. He had 5 turnovers in the first quarter. And Silas actually benched him and said, okay, I got to put my foot down right here. But, and, you know, the defensive intensity from the Rockets, being able to make sure, although did you see the last play with Jalen Green leaked out? It's so bad. It's so bad. I got to show you this. Luckily, Devin Booker did not hit that last shot to win the game, because did you get to see it, RJ? Is it one of the worst things? There's about 6 seconds left, and after a missed shot by Devin Booker, for whatever reason, Jalen Green leaks out, like, kind of cherry picks, and he's on the other side of the backcourt, and he's standing there watching the offensive rebound, shot, rebound, kick out to Devin Booker. Devin Booker open look and misses, and they win. It's really bad. Like, it could have ended with a loss for the Rockets, and that video would have surfaced, and it would have looked terrible for Jalen Green. It still surfaced, and it looked bad, only, you know, it's on the heels of a really good win for the Rockets. Really good win.
Here it is. I'm watching it right now, as a matter of fact. No, I didn't see it live. But,
There's a shot from somebody who was at the game. There's a shot from at the game. I'll show it to you. It's on Twitter, and I've got it. I think I retweeted it. Yes, well, we know the Texans didn't draft Sauce. Guess what? Sauce held Justin Jefferson down yesterday, too. God. We could have had Sauce.
Oh, there. Look at, they're playing 5-on-4.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's really bad. And that was his man.
Well, unbelievable. He had a clean look at it just past the free throw line. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 915 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got thoughts on that? You want to talk Rockets basketball? You could do that too. Rockets basketball. Give us a minute. 713-780.
Rockets basketball. It's going to be a minute.
It's going to be a minute. HRP. Chris Fisher was here this morning. You saw Chris?
Yeah.
Chris Fisher was here. He's HRP, general manager.
He takes care of his business.
Look at, he said, I'm going to be leaving town, and I don't want you to think that I don't have integrity, okay? I am going to be there, and he brought my money. We made a bet, and he brought me my money the day after, okay? That's the kind of integrity that we're talking about, and that carries over in the business as well. I'm telling you, these guys, they're great. They are awesome. What they do for you with the technology that they have, which is second to none, with how they pay attention to your business, they pay unbelievable attention to ours. They pay unbelievable. Ask Chad Clay. Ask Chuck Watson. Ask Marcus Paiola. Ask all of these guys who are with us and with them that do commercials here for them because they're so good at what they do. They say, absolutely, we'll do a commercial for you guys because we love what you do for us. David Gow, we love what he loves what HRP does for us, and he's going to take care of. I'm telling you, we ain't changing. We had to change payroll companies before. We ain't changing. We love what HRP does for us. The payroll, the HR, but the taxes as well. It's so important with the Affordable Care Act that you get this thing right. Don't try to do all of this yourself. Especially if your business is growing, call HRP. Let them come and customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. To shop for homeowners insurance, it's a simple pick up your phone, but I'm not even going to ask you to make a phone call. Text the word money to 232323. Your homeowner's insurance is going to be one of those high-ticket items that you're going to have to pay on an annual basis to protect your home, but it doesn't have to be as high as it is right now, because with homeowner's insurance, if you shop for competitive rates, you're able to keep your price low on a regular basis, and that's what TGS Insurance does for you. They shop rates with multiple A-rated insurance companies all at once with their algorithm, A-rated insurance companies who are competing for your business. So they're giving you competitive rates. And the great thing with TGS Insurance is when they find it, they get it back to you within 15 seconds. So you text the word money to 232323, and the entire process takes a matter of seconds to see a firm quote, and you can save on average. The average savings for switches is $900. So now we're talking about a company that's saving people into the thousands, especially if you've been with a company for more than several years. They are going to have a much, much more competitive rate. TGSinsurance.com. That's TGSinsurance.com.
Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back. But if you want to talk about a typical show, it's Stephen A., Michael Irvin, and Dan Orlovsky all screaming at each other. And Michael Irvin is just... So... What did you think? Let's go over some of the other games. We haven't even talked about some of the other games. The Cowboys, man, oh man, oh man. They are real. This is gonna be interesting to see them in the postseason. Actually in the NFC with Garoppolo going down.
Tony Pollard makes such a difference. Getting Gallup back has made a huge, huge difference. Tyler Smith has been terrific as a run blocker over there. They have really
Who you got? Philly or Dallas right now?
I actually think Dallas is more sound, but I think Jalen is the MVP, so I'm going to say Philly still.
So, yeah, I still got Philly.
Yeah,
too,
but I, you know, there's
Cowboys
a,
can win. They could definitely roll through.
Cowboys
the
could definitely win that. What I don't have is San Francisco. This is just turning into a two man show now. I think it's if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be done. Then it's going to turn into, I think it's these two. I think it's these two teams. It ain't going to be Minnesota. I know Minnesota beat the Jets, but a Kirk Cousins-led team, you know, he's okay. He probably takes more slander than he deserves, but part of it's because he just doesn't show up in big games, and all the playoffs are is big games.
I'll tell you this. They got to find something else to do here with Brock Purdy, but other than Brock Purdy. But what choices do they have now? They got no choices now.
No choice.
What about Lamar Jackson going down? And Huntley came in and threw that awful pick, but then was able to rally him to beat a tough, I mean, just a loaded Denver Broncos team.
10-9. 10-9.
What a game up and down the field.
It was so bad.
So bad.
It was such a bad game. And I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson. We'll see what his injury ends up being.
They say he's not out for the year, but I mean, what are it's, they? They're 7-5
well,
now.
That sack could
oh no, they're eight. To, they're 8-4 now.
Well, that sack could happen to anybody. It's not because he was running, or he got sacked from behind. It's not because he was running around, or you know, it's not going to be this typical narratives that you say, well, you can't pay Lamar because he'll get hurt running around. The question is, you know, Lamar's bigger than he used to be. He's still not really a thick frame guy. And I bring that up because Bryce Young. You know, you're always real worried about Bryce Young's size. Well, this is why. Because you look at the tackle on Jimmy Garoppolo, you look at the tackle on Jimmy Garoppolo, on Trevor Lawrence yesterday, on Lamar Jackson. You don't really think anything of it at first when you see the tackle, but then you have injured guys, and one's out for the year in Garoppolo, and we'll see how long Lamar Jackson's out. Well, what about a guy who weighs 185, 190 pounds? You know, one of those just regular tackles, regular sacks, is that going to turn into – because it's going to be – it's different when you're 30 pounds heavier and you're 220 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's different when you're Josh Allen and you're literally running at 240 pounds and never gets hurt. So it's just a completely different ball game. So that's why people get concerned about quarterbacks who are slight of frame. Because the idea is if you get landed on from behind, there's a greater chance you're going to have leg injuries, shoulder injuries, rib injuries. That's why. It's just a matter of, what type of girth and bone structure do you have? Can you withstand that kind of force?
No, absolutely. So in the NFC, it's the Eagles and the Cowboys. I think those are the two best teams. I don't think there's any question. The Vikings probably third, and then San Francisco now without a quarterback, maybe fourth. After yesterday, where do you have the Bengals?
I mean, to me, I thought the Bengals were woefully... People did not give them enough respect headed into the season. For me, it's Kansas City, Buffalo, and the Bengals are... I mean, those for me are my top.
I think any one of them.
I know Baltimore's tied, but I don't feel. I just have never felt Baltimore's way too inconsistent.
Miami's Baltimore doesn't have enough weapons. As well.
Yeah, Miami looked overmatched by the San Francisco defense, which is a concern. There's really no one else in the West. The West has turned into a total turd. It's so bad. You get the Chargers get their ass kicked by the Raiders. The Raiders stink.
They've won three in a row now.
The Raiders have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not even going to finish with a winning record.
Yes, they are. Yes, they can.
What's the record? What's
their
record?
They're 5-7.
Right now?
They can finish 10-7.
They ain't gonna. They're not winning 8 in a row.
What? And why not?
Because they're the Raiders. They don't get a play.
They actually are playing better football lately.
They are playing better football, but the Chargers are. This is who the Chargers are. The Broncos are terrible. The Chargers don't win big games, and the Raiders aren't good. The Raiders are a losing record team.
They're at the Rams.
That's a win.
Win.
Well,
Patriots at home.
We'll see.
At the Steelers.
We'll see.
49ers and then Chiefs.
We'll see.
I mean, 10-7.
I could see them. They have, what, 5 games left?
Yeah.
I could see them going possibly 3-2.
Yeah.
Which would give them 8 wins.
Uh-huh.
8-9. They can't get there.
No, they got to go 4-1.
See, Tennessee yesterday, it's hard. It's hard to put Tennessee in a group with the Titans, the Bills, and the Chiefs. Like, it's just hard to, after yesterday. But that's recency bias. I get it. But, man. They were just completely overmatched by Philadelphia.
Yep. No. Philadelphia is real. There's no question about it. I think any of the Bills, the Bengals, or the Chiefs can all come out of the AFC, and it's between the Eagles and the Cowboys in the NFC.
Do you completely write off Tampa? There's really no reason that you should think Tampa can win, but do you write them off knowing that's Tom Brady?
Let's not forget when they won the Super Bowl, you know, they were 6-6. And they won their last 4 games, and then they
didn't have good chemistry for much of the year.
No,
that's true. People forget that
they were 6-6. They're 5-6 now, yeah. Possibly 6-6 tonight. And who knows?
And they had that big Scotty Miller touchdown before the half against Green Bay, which turned all the momentum around in that game. Yeah, I know what the wide receiving core is. I know they have their offensive line issues, but I know what their defense is capable of.
They don't run the ball as well as that team.
No, they're bad running team right now.
Yep. Well, their offensive line is bad.
Yep.
Their offensive line is bad.
And Tristan Wirfs was out yesterday. Yep. He's out this week, so.
Yeah,
we'll see.
No.
Big game for them tonight.
Absolutely. Really big game for them. They got to take care of that business.
Hey, let's get Josh before we get to a line, right. Before we get to the break. He wants to talk about Deshaun. What's up, Josh? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. John and Lance, I'm a huge fan. I love you guys.
Thanks, man. We appreciate that.
I help promote. This is what I tell people, too. I'm like, if you guys weren't sports professionals, they could be stand-up comedians.
There's just no question.
Y'all are that funny.
There's no question.
No question about it. But, yeah, I wanted to jump in on the Deshaun situation. You know, I was a big fan back in the day. He beat Alabama on his own, which was basically a pro team. And then now it's not a joke. The guy can't complete sentences. And then he's just completely not the player that we saw, you know, 3 years ago. And it's such an odd situation that this is happening.
You don't think 26. That there was some rust there yesterday? I mean, because he was the last time that he played, he was pretty damn good. I mean, I got to give him a little bit more time than one game, Josh.
You got me there. He missed, what, 8 games, which it should have probably been more.
He hasn't played in an NFL game in 700 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
He played one, like a few snaps of a preseason game. He's got to get, you know, he basically has to get, he needs to start playing football at NFL speed. It's one thing to play on you know, to play on air when you're throwing in practice. But, man, when the bullets are flying and you're scrambling around and throwing on a run, like he was throwing a ball at people's feet, he looked terrible. He was just absolutely awful. And I'm sure there's some Cincinnati or some Cleveland fans who are puckered up a little bit. That's not going to be the case. That's not going to continue to be the case. He's going to start playing better football. He's going to look better. Now, there's a chance he's not real good this year. I mean, there's a chance that this whole year he's not real good.
So, yeah. No. I think it'll be next year if we're going to see the real Deshaun.
You guys have touched on it a little bit, but I just want to go back to how just odd and weird of a situation. I mean, $270 million, and then this guy walks around with a towel. And it's totally ridiculous, and it's just weird that it's happening, and I don't think it's okay, but
he
was a really good quarterback at one point.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks. No, he was a really good quarterback here. He really was. He just isn't that right now. I don't know. I'm not going to give up on Deshaun right now. He's going to work out this offseason. He'll be able to work with his teammates, be able to get his timing down. He was just awful yesterday. Awful. But he will be better than he was then. I don't think there's any question. There's no question in my mind. Will he be a butt? Listen. Look at every quarterback that got paid this offseason. Deshaun, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady. Who else? There's a couple more that got paid this offseason that have been total busts.
Well, Stafford got a new contract, but it's not like he wasn't new team. Aaron Rodgers.
I said Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers. Stafford has not been great. Russell, no one else in the West.
Packers, Tampa, Atlanta.
Ravens.
I mean, just,
no one in the East.
Just awful, though.
Well, Carson Wentz, but Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. Well, he got a new job, right.
Ugh.
Stafford got money this offseason. I mean,
quarterbacks changing places has been a real issue. That's been a real issue. Do we have any quarterbacks who change places that are playing well?
After what you saw yesterday, you more worried about Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson?
No, Russell. Deshaun, what's the excuse for Russell?
You more worried about Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson.
You are?
I would be more worried about Deshaun, yeah. But I think Aaron Rodgers has proven himself. He's got a career this. The difference is, well, that's a kind of a tricky question because Aaron Rodgers does not have a lot longer to go. But I think Aaron Rodgers, I thought Aaron played okay against Chicago, but they just can't beat him.
You can't beat him.
I thought he played okay. I saw some of that one too. And
he's their daddy.
I thought he was okay. To me, it's not an Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is fine. Even if he slows down, Deshaun looks like he fundamentally can't pass right now. But you figure that will pass in time. But he's never been a great passer. That's not who he is. He's not Mr. Accuracy, Mr. Consistent Passing from the. What makes him good is he can extend plays. He did that a couple times yesterday. He can extend plays and make plays off schedule. Mm-hmm. That's what makes Deshaun special.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with him just beating you from the pocket on a consistent basis.
Nope. Hey, we'll hear from Alex Bregman and what he thinks, who he thinks the Astros should sign. On the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about my bookie. They have the biggest online selection of odds, contests, all to fit your sports betting needs anytime, anywhere. You bet on the NFL, NCAA, or play for a share of big cash prizes in the weekly blackjack tournament. They got a casino there as well. But it's not just sports betting. It's everything. Entertainment, it's politics, it's religion. You can bet on the next pope. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. If there's something you can bet on it at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. And right now, this is one of the easiest ways that you can add on bonus, okay? From $500 initial deposit to $2,000, get a 10% bonus. But here's the deal. Well, wait, you were offering 100% match and you were offering 50% match. This is different because you could play one time and take your money out. It's quick in, quick out. Cash in, cash out quickly. That's what this one is. So this is the best one that you can get. Because you can cash it in, make one bet, cash in your money, boom, and I can get my money back out right away. So if you've got a great bet that you feel great about, try it. Do it. At mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, we've got a new sponsor right in time for the holiday season. Gift giving is, you know, a big deal, obviously. I want you, if you love the World Series, you love the Astros World Series, I want you to go to this site right now, foco.com/975. foco.com/975. I am there right now, and there are some really, you've got 2022 World Series champion trophy paperweights. You've got bobbleheads with Fromber and Justin Verlander and Yordan, Kyle Tucker. They're in home jerseys. They're in away jerseys. Yuli's on there. Jeremy Pena. That's right, ladies. You got the Jeremy Pena as well. But there's so much more. They're officially licensed for Major League Baseball, and so they've got so many more items to choose from for the holiday season and find that perfect gift. All you have to do is go to foco.com/975 and relive the 2022 World Series Championship with gear, including pajamas. They have some really, really cool pajamas. There's so many products to choose from. Collectibles like the big head bobbleheads and gifts that include pajamas, footwear, hats, ornaments, and much, much more. Foco.com has the stuff you need for all 162 games and beyond, whether you're headed to the ballpark for the big matchup or relaxing and watching a game from home. They also have Texans, Rockets, Dynamo, UT, Texas A&M, and more and more. What are you waiting for? Go to foco.com/975, foco.com/975. Make sure you're ready to celebrate the champs and gear up for the holiday season.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Speaking of the champs, Alex Bregman made this pitch to Jim Crane.
I'd just say that he's one of the best to ever do it, one of the best to ever play the game. And I feel like we have an opportunity to win for a long time here, and I know he wants to win, so I think it would be a good fit.
Aaron Judge.
Who is he speaking for? Who is he speaking about?
Justin Verlander.
Yes, that's right.
I know, but it should be Aaron Judge. How cool would that be?
He's not one of the best ever, Aaron Judge. Verlander is up there amongst the greatest ever.
I think Aaron Judge is a living embodiment of somebody who is going to be considered one of the best to ever do it.
He's got a long way to go.
Well, he just has to keep playing baseball. But, yeah. I mean, he had over 60 home runs this year. I mean, that's a major, major accomplishment. Aaron Judge is a really, really, really good baseball player. But, yeah, I mean, Justin Verlander is obviously who was talking about. I'm sorry. Here's one thing Jim Crane doesn't care about, anyone's feelings.
Or anyone's opinion.
Opinions. Yeah, really, it's not opinions. It's not feelings as much as your own personal opinion.
Yeah, that's great. You got an opinion?
Well, here's
that's
what I great. Would tell Jim Crane. Don't care.
Yeah.
Is what Jim's saying. Yep. Don't care, don't care,
no,
don't
no,
care.
No, 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 no. Dion don't care. Dion had to answer. Apparently, some people are calling him a sellout.
Well, you knew that was coming, right?
Yeah.
He
did pine awfully hard for black colleges and football players
and
black colleges.
And has done more than anybody to put attention there,
yeah.
Get ESPN there. Dion did a lot. He was never going to stay at Jackson State
the long term. Reason that he's...
Now, I don't love this fit for him necessarily.
No, I know. As soon as he could get out, he did at a place that's going to be hard to win. It's going to be hard to win there, especially since...
I guess, unless Dion brings in... He just pulled in a five-star from A&M,
yeah, right?
Decommitted from A&M.
Well, and he's telling... But we'll get to that one. But here he is. I'm being called a sellout for leaving Jackson State.
The thing that alarms me the most is just because I'm leaving Jackson, they think that I'm leaving African-American. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I'm black. I can never leave who I am and what I am and how I am and how I go about being that. So it is still my task to look in that locker room and see 65 to 70% of African-American men trying to help them get to the next level, as well as all the others. My calling is for young men, young women, and people of all walks of life, all social climates, and all ethnicities. That's my calling. My calling is not built on a location. It's built on a destination. Now, that was good. You're supposed to clap for that.
Yeah, and Dion says it. And Dion, you know, says it. I always think it's so, it's such a, it's a conversation for another time and with the right group of people. But the tearing down of others for trying to reach a goal or whatever, it's just a,
no,
it's a very concerning like, thing no, because
Dion's
Dion,
the first one that ever went from a smaller school to a bigger school.
No, it happens. And I understand there's a thought that there was a lot of people who had their tweets in the drafts ready to send on Deion Sanders as soon as he was hired at Jackson State. Because at some point, if he was successful, he was going to move up.
Yeah.
And they were ready to call him a sellout.
I got no problem with Deion moving up.
No.
The problem is going to be winning the Colorado. We'll see.
Well, I think
if he can do it.
I think Steve Weiss, who I work with at NFL Network, had a really good comment. He said, we'll see how many companies who became invested businesses in historically black colleges and universities, we'll see how many of them still keep that same energy and financial, you know, and will ESPN continue to go and shine a spotlight on the HBCUs? Will that still continue to happen without Deion Sanders? That is, I thought that was a very pointed question. I think it's a real question to see if that's something that people who got really invested while Deion was there and after the George Floyd spring of 2020 and there was this big movement and push, is that still going to stay or is that going to leave with time and with Deion
gone? We'll see.
And who's the next coach? I think what we could see is this could be the next – oh, yeah, World Cup's on. Thank you. This could be the next up, John, we could see more football players who go cut their teeth from a coaching standpoint at HBCU colleges.
Yeah.
This could be Deion may have found a new path.
And was that, well, forever that was your last step, and now maybe it's a stepping stone for coaches.
Goal, Japan.
Japan is just really, really good, dude.
Yep.
I mean, we're
you well, are so down on Japan.
No, I got them winning it all. I'm not sure if you know that.
Since when? Can I see your poll? Pool?
Yeah.
Where's your World Cup pool?
Well, I'll tell you that. There's going to be a lot of coming and going in Colorado. A lot of Colorado players leaving and a lot coming in. Here's Deion telling players to prepare to hit the transfer portal.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't going to be no more of a mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's going to be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal and do whatever you're going to get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make.
Man, that level of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, Steve Sarkisian, somebody from his staff I had a conversation with, and their comment was, it was very diplomatic, but it was basically, the portal can work both ways. Sometimes the portal out can be as good as the portal in terms of team chemistry in your locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, Steve Sarkisian went to a lot of fourth quarter losses and heartache last year. So they're back home at the Alamo Bowl. This is the way that God meant for it to be Longhorn football back in San Antonio.
Black Bauer says this, and I couldn't disagree more. Problem with Deion, he got those recruits to come to JSU. But now, how many five stars will commit to JSU now that he's gone? He flipped the number one DB from FSU to Jackson.
Uh-huh.
That ain't happening anymore. Oh, they won't be going to Jackson. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But he'll get five stars to go to Colorado.
Oh, and don't worry. He'll take his best players from Jackson State.
No. Well, yeah, but Jackson... Listen, Jackson State had a wonderful run. They just dominated that league the last couple of years. They're going to fall off. You know why? Deion's gone.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. Deion did say when he announced to the team after the game that he will be taking the job at Colorado. He did say that he'll be talking to a couple of the players to potentially bring them to Colorado.
His son is going to play quarterback.
And then he said, I think his defensive back coach or his defensive coordinator, he said that that's the name that he's giving the AD to be the next head coach. You think that it should be somebody internally rather than...
Man, he's got this linebacker. I was watching Aubrey Miller, who is going to be in the Senior Bowl, and I was watching him, and all of a sudden this number 40, he's number 45, and all of a sudden this number 47 is splitting people's wigs, and I'm like, holy crap. I got to look this guy up. He's a sophomore like Robert Hobson or something like that. And all I could think of was, and this is before I'd heard anything on Deion in Colorado. And I tweeted at Prime. I said something about, you know, I know 45 is supposed to be the guy, but 47 is real. And, you know, he didn't say anything back. He's got a million some odd followers. But Bruce Feldman saw that I tweeted that, and he asked me, who is this guy that you're talking about? I said, he's just a guy that flashed. You know, I'm just if I'm watching tape of one guy and you make me go to the computer and Google the roster to find out who you are, that's a good thing. Yeah. And I did that for a Louisiana Monroe wide receiver 2 days ago, and then I did this for this Jackson State linebacker. And I'll bet you he's a guy that may hit the portal and come play at Colorado, as a matter of fact, because he's a sophomore. So
there you go.
We'll see. It'll be a good opportunity for some of those players to get to a Power 5. Deion will bring some guys along, but we'll see. Deion, listen, Deion thinks that just attitude and swagger can get so much done, and that is true, but you find out real quick, man, it's just hard to win. It's hard to win in certain situations, so we'll see. You got to get the Jimmys and Joes to come, and I do think Deion's going to do a better job of getting players in there than they did at Colorado over the last several years.
You know who's doing the best job for your prostate? I can tell you.
Who, John?
Doc Manavese. She is unbelievable. So, you know, with BPH, okay, if you have benign prostatic hyperplasia, the symptoms are literally 50% of men in their 50s and 60s, and as many as 90% in their 70s and 80s have BPH, have an enlarged prostate. So you need to get this taken care of because it can really affect your urinary tract, your bladder, your kidneys, all of it. So you need to get this taken care of. So Dr. Manavese has the best process, period. It's an ultrasound. It is an MRI. And then it is an IV, okay? The other process is... You don't want to know. It's surgery. It's awful. It involves places you don't want to be sticking stuff. It's awful. The only way to go about this, if you have an enlarged prostate, the only one that you should see is Doc Manavese over at Access Vascular Health. She is unbelievable. She's wonderful. And by the way, 100% of patients with erectile dysfunction that have come to Dr. Manavese with BPH have complete resolution of ED. That's unbelievable. Everybody, if your ED is caused by your enlarged prostate, 100% cure. That is unbelievable. So if you're looking for the best way to attack this, if you feel like you have an enlarged prostate, you're urinating way too much in the middle of the night, three times a night, all of these things, 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, have you seen Harvey Weinstein's trial? Apparently... Harvey Weinstein's abnormal testicles are key focus of final arguments in trial. Do you think we should be focusing on Harvey Weinstein's testicles right now?
I mean, if that's what it takes to get down to the bottom of all this, if we need to focus in on that, then that's what we need to focus in on.
You think that we should be focusing right now our attention on Harvey Weinstein's testicles? That's what you just said.
I mean, it's a thought.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to focus. I just don't.
You don't want to live in a world where you have to focus on
I feel like I've got other things to think about that I'd rather not think about. Those things right there. I'm pretty sure I'd rather not do that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Are you looking for a job?
You trying to tell me something?
New York City is paying up to $170,000 to hire a rat czar with swashbuckling attitude to kill the rats in the city of New York.
Did they say swashbuckling?
Swashbuckling well, attitude. That's
here's
what
the first
want.
Thing you do. Leave poison pizza around.
That's okay.
You've seen the rats
seen
carry
take
pizza around.
Pizza
pieces.
Pizza. Yeah.
All you have to do is say, now listen, there's going to be maybe You need to say, hey, listen, I know if you're a little down on your luck, we're going to take care of you on the food front. Just don't. You see pizza on the ground, don't eat it.
Well,
it's full of rat poison.
Mayor Eric Adams tweeted this out. There's nothing I hate more than rats. If you have the drive, determination, and killer instinct needed to fight New York City's relentless rat population, then your dream job awaits. Do you want...
I'll bet you that person makes...
To be the rat czar.
I'll bet they make $120,000 a year.
$170,000,
is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Which is like 60 here.
Which is 40 here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
170, but trust me, you ain't living in the city. You're not even living in the boroughs.
No. You ain't living nowhere near that. Apparently, there is an Arizona polygamist. He's a cult leader, Samuel Bateman.
Yeah.
20 wives.
He was on Ozark.
Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah.
No, this guy's different. Up. 20 wives, and most of them were under 15. Do you feel like that's too many wives, and maybe he needs to pick up the age restrictions?
That's it seems like polygamists, a lot of them that we hear about, at least the ones that they don't have, it's a little unscrupulous. It's I didn't know Bill Paxton's character. No, which one is it? Yeah, Bill Paxton on Big Love. He was a pretty... You know, he pretty much did it, I guess, the way it's supposed to be on Big Love, if there is supposed to be a way. The other ones that I see, like, this is a bad one. This is bad. The guy Norman Jeffs or whatever his name was.
There are some documentaries on Netflix right now.
Like Stay Sweet or whatever, that
bad.
One?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. God.
The FDA...
I just stopped watching that one.
Do you have diarrhea right now?
I don't.
Do you have diarrhea sometimes? The FDA has approved a prescription. It's a poop pill. So it is... Food and Drug Administration has approved a feces-based microbial treatment to be used to prevent a recurring diarrhea. So you're taking a pill of poop to fix
that
your diarrhea.
That can't be it.
That is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's to prevent a recurring diarrheal infection that actually can become life-threatening.
Well, it must be for the worst of the worst.
Well, if do you,
you know
want,
why it's life
do you
right?
want a poop pill or
why
not?
Why is it life?
Don't you take some kind of a boo-boo juice?
Yeah, they took it off the market. Magnesium citrate. It's like automatic.
They took it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been recalled. I don't know what for, but if you take magnesium citrate, it tastes terrible. It is automatic. It's unlimited.
Apparently, the Lightning Survivors Group is none too pleased with Drew Brees.
I saw this. They're crying about this is hurtful to us. And like,
is there really a Lightning Survival Group?
I saw the story. I guess there is.
Maybe, or somebody got duped. Or is this just somebody just whining and wanting?
Somebody who's upset because Drew Brees. They did a fake lightning strike whole gimmick for points bet or something. You know, for some gambling company that's out there, and then they were like, we're outraged at this.
That is true.
Everybody. We're making light of being struck by lightning. Like,
yeah, we're making light of it, okay?
Listen, you're still here.
Yeah, you're around. Don't worry. You're fine, okay? It's the people that are dead. They're the ones
they
that should
be
complaining.
Yeah, their friends and family should be calling in.
Terrible. All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next. Hope you had a great day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. What we're doing right now is we're talking about Coors Light. Man, I have a good weekend. I mean, it started Saturday. Well, it started Friday on the golf course with Coors Light. Continued Saturday morning at Nick's place drinking Coors Lights. And then went to the Texans game. So we go to the Texans game. Obviously, there's bar there and everything else. And I get my Coors Lights. We go up to, I don't even want to say this. One of my buddies has a suite up there. And they didn't have Coors Light in the suite. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't drink here. So they ordered the Coors Lights, brought them up. If you don't have Coors Lights in your suite, then get a new suite. Here's the rule. Have Coors Lights anywhere you go. Because if I come, I ain't drinking your beer. If it's terrible. If it's one of those horrible beers that start with a B or any other M, whatever. Mine's got to start with a C, Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Oh, cold, clean, crisp. 3 C's. Plus the Coors Light. Look, if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, you got it. It's all Coors Light. I'm telling you, I enjoyed my weekend. I hope you did too. I'm going to start again today. As a matter of fact, we got poker tonight. Guess what will be happening? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
What do you have? to say to the, everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters.
Your mama.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you. You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down.
ESPN 97.5.